In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I love all of you, and I love this age. And I pray that God would speak to all of us in this talk. I really want you to cooperate with me. It's not going to be a talk. It's going to be a discussion, okay? So when I ask questions, I really expect you to answer, okay? What have you guys been talking about the past couple of weeks here? If you have an answer, just say it out loud. The history of the Bible, the Old Testament. You had an overview of the Old Testament and the New Testament. What else? Did you understand where the Bible is coming from?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Today we're really getting into the meat. We're really getting into the practicality of it, okay? But before we talk about this, I wanted to ask you here in all honesty, raise your hand and tell me if you watch TV daily. I want it really high up so I can see all hands. Okay, if you really watch TV daily, raise your hand high up. Okay, put your hands down. How many hours? Can you just scream out loud how many hours about? Okay, don't laugh because everyone will be honest. So just scream out loud how many hours a day? Two, three, two and a half.
Two.
Everyone here, two or three? That's all I hear? No one here watches TV for an hour a day? No? If you watch TV 1 hour or less, raise your hand. 1 hour or less. Okay, everyone else here watches TV 2 hours and more? Okay, if you don't watch TV, raise your hand. That's nice, okay. But I don't want, guys, everyone... I don't. Okay, in order for us to move along, we have to respect each other because I don't want, if I'm watching TV more than you or less than you, I don't want you to make fun of me. So please, no funny comments to anyone because this will help everyone to be honest, okay? No comments. Who here goes online, chat, on the net, Facebook, any kind of computer fun? Just nothing work. I'm not talking about computer to do schoolwork. Just anything else besides schoolwork. Raise your hand high up. If you do that daily. But guys, listen, daily. If you do that, guys, you can't hear me.
Guys,
no comments. If you do it daily, if you're on the net or doing something or another, just for fun, daily, raise your hand. Daily, okay. About how many hours? Scream it out loud.
One hour.
But you guys are saying the truth? Yeah. If you're screaming 14, you're saying the truth? Okay, if you're saying the truth, okay, I'll believe you, but I don't want you to be making... I want to hear the truth, okay? That's one more time. How many hours?
1 hour.
I can't hear anything here. Okay, who here talks on the phone daily?
No.
If you're on the phone daily, raise your hand. Phone or text daily?
Text, okay.
Phone and text daily, raise your hand high up. Okay, put your hands down. How many hours? Loud, how many hours?
24/7.
So you guys are all together?
24/7.
We text each other.
No texting? 1 hour? 1 hour. Okay, here comes this one. How many of you here? Guys, no comments. No? Who here reads their Bible daily? Raise your hand high up if you read your Bible daily, in all honesty. Okay, put your hands down. How many hours? Scream it out loud. Okay, how many minutes?
15 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Who here? We went down 2 minutes. Does your heart ache? Does it ache? Mine aches. I want to cry. But it's okay, I'm not going to cry because hopefully things will change. Who here considers themselves smart or wise? If you do, raise your hand.
Smart.
If you consider yourself smart or wise, raise your hand. Okay. Yeah. If you consider yourself smart or wise, raise your hand. If you consider yourself smart, period. If you consider yourself smart or wise, raise your hand.
I consider George smart.
School wise or just like life wise?
Overall.
Life wise. Life wise. Smart life wise. Okay, put your hands down. Okay. اوكي انا عايزه واحده من الهند دوت عشان اشوف you have here in your handout what I do with my time determines who can fill the blank
who I am
no don't fill it don't say who I am I just want to hear from you what your suggested answer
who I become
determines who I become and who I am can go to and my final very good write that down my final destination so you can fill and say what I do with my time determines who I become and who I am and my final destination you Yeah. So what I do? ممكن انا اصلا مش شاطر قوي في كل الحاجات دي مع بعض. انتوا عندكم Okay guys. So what I do with my time will determine who I become and my final destination. Do you guys know that very well? So I asked you so many questions about how you spend your free time. And you need to know everything you do during your free time, during your spare time, will determine who you will become and your final destination. So I will become either a foolish person or I will become a wise person. Do you think there is in between? No, there is no in between. So either I will become wise or I will become foolish. But you know what? In this world, some people consider themselves to be very wise, but if you ask everyone around them, they will tell you these people are very foolish. So that's why it doesn't matter what I consider myself, because sometimes I think, oh, this is the right thing and I am wise, but everyone else knows I am foolish. And I will tell you how you know if you're really wise or if you're really foolish, okay? How do I know if I am really wise or I'm really foolish? What determines that?
The way you act.
Before you act. Huh? The way you behave. That's after. Before I behave because I have some kind of belief system. Okay? I have some kind of belief system and therefore I act, I do this or I do that. I choose to do this or I choose to do that. I choose to go on the net. And I choose to spend 24 hours doing this or that's my belief system makes me act, okay? And how do I, because you guys are, this is your golden age. Why is this a golden age? Because luckily you're still moldable. You're still trying to learn till you reach 21. We say 21 in the eyes of the church, you are an adult. 21, by 21, you should have kind of made all your belief system. This is what I believe about life. This is what I believe about relationships. This is what I believe about friendships. This is what I believe about how to spend time. This is how I believe school, everything. I should have kind of a belief system about everything in life by 21. So how do I know that someone has a foolish belief system and someone has a wise belief system? How will you know what's right or what's wrong?
if those beliefs you have are right or wrong? How will you know that? The Bible. Why did you say that? Why did you say if I?
Because they believe in the Bible.
Because we believe in the Bible. Why do you believe in the Bible?
Our belief systems are based off of what we get from the church, and the church gets their beliefs from the Bible.
Okay. I want to hear more. Because it's the Word of God, and the Word of God is our instruction. It's sometimes right, sometimes wrong, sometimes
always
right. So if I want to have some kind of belief system, I better have the Bible, because the Bible will not lie to me. The Bible is the only book in the whole wide world that has every answer to every question I have in life, but it will always, always, always tell me the truth. Sometimes I want to know about, let's say, about dating, about sex, about whatever it is you want to know about in this age that's really a mystery to you. And you say, okay, let me surf the net, let me ask friends, let me whatever. Are you sure that those people are going to give you the right information? But if I tell you any topic of your curiosity that you want to know about is there in the Bible, and it is true at all times, it will never lie to you, don't you feel a little bit more safe? Don't you guys know that there are thousands, if not millions, in this world are living with a false belief system, and they are indulged in sin and destroying themselves life and eternity, or you don't see that around you? Do you guys see that around you? I hope you're seeing that around you. There are so many people, the majority of the world right now, they don't have their belief system is corrupt, is wrong. And it has nothing to do with the Bible, and it's all wrong. And they think they're living life, and they think they're doing okay. But any wise person comes and sees them, I feel for them. What are they thinking? How are they behaving? What kind of life is this? You guys agree with me? Okay, so lucky us, we have the Bible. Okay, I have a question for you here. What will happen if I do not listen, read, and study the Bible? I want to hear from you. Louder.
My religion.
I will not know my religion. Louder.
I feel like I don't read the Bible.
Are you guys listening?
I feel like I don't read the Bible, like a part of me is missing.
A part of me is missing?
The Holy Spirit inside me will be sad.
Hello, Awi. The Holy Spirit inside me will be sad. You know what will happen? What's the Holy Spirit inside me? Huh? What's the Holy Spirit inside me? Do you guys have the Holy Spirit inside you? Yeah, every single one of you have the Holy Spirit inside you. The day you were baptized, God is in you. The Holy Spirit is inside you. But how much is the Holy Spirit inside you? It depends. My Holy Spirit could be quenched to that. He said it will be sad. I want to say it will be quenched. The difference is sad can stay the same. But when I don't read my Bible, the Holy Spirit inside me will be quenched, because this is my spiritual loud. Guys, are you sleeping? The Bible is my spiritual food. And if I don't feed myself spiritually, the Holy Spirit will be quenched. So it could be that small. What's the problem with that? If the Holy Spirit inside me will be quenched. Okay, this is number in your hand out. Number two. You don't have to bring it. Ashanfi number one, mawgood. Number two, say the Holy Spirit inside me will be quenched. What else will happen? What's the problem with the Holy Spirit being quenched inside me? Is this a big deal? Is this a big deal for the Holy Spirit to be quenched inside me?
Yes.
Why is it a problem?
Because
guys, I really want you to listen to the answers.
If your Holy Spirit is like lowly, that means your relationship with Christ is weak. And if it's weak, that means like it's like your Holy Spirit is it's like God telling you, like, get up off the couch and go read the Bible instead of watching TV. And if it's quenched and it's small and you can't, like, you overpower it, you don't hear that anymore, so you don't read the Bible.
Okay, did you guys hear that? Ya jamaa rakizu, this is important. The Holy Spirit inside me is God's voice to me. He said the Holy Spirit will guide you, will instruct you. So I'm walking and about to make a decision. The Holy Spirit inside me is quenched. Will I hear it? Will I be guided by it?
Yeah.
So I am going to be walking by myself. And walking by yourself means you're walking foolishly. I'm sorry, this is the truth. If the Holy Spirit is not guiding you, you are a foolish person. You need to know that. You don't believe me? Life will prove it to you the hard way. Okay. Number one. What else will happen?
I will not know my Savior.
You guys are good. Okay, I will not know my Savior is number one. What does that mean? I will not know my Savior. What does that mean?
What does quenched mean?
Huh?
Quenched. What does that mean?
Quenched? The quenched means shrink, 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 shrink. About if you have a fire and you want to quench it, means you make it smaller, smaller, smaller. That's a very good question. Okay, so if the Holy Spirit is quenching me, it means it's shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. Okay? So number one says, if I don't read my Bible, I will not know my Savior. What's the big deal here?
I won't know who saved me.
I will not know who saved me. What's the big deal?
Because he saved you for you to go to like the kingdom of heaven, and if you don't know him, then you don't go to the kingdom of heaven.
No one heard you. Anyone heard him? Say it louder.
I never heard
him.
No, I want you to say it louder so the people in the back can hear you.
If you don't know the Savior, he saved you for you to go to the kingdom of heaven. And if you don't know him, then you're probably not going to the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, this is the right answer. If I don't know my Savior, I'm going to go to heaven. And he will say, I don't know you either. You never, never, never invested in me. Okay? And if I don't know my Savior, I will have no room in heaven. I will have no, as we said in the beginning, it determines my destination. So you better believe if you're not reading your Bible, and if you're not in love with this Bible, then you are... I better get my Bible out. Then you are... And if you're not in love with your Bible, and if you don't have your own Bible, and if your own Bible is not underlined every day, and if your own Bible is not opened every day, then you want... You want to know your Savior, and you want to have a place in heaven. You tell yourself this truth. Don't fool yourself. Okay? Number three, what else will happen?
Myself.
I will lose my?
Spirit.
Who said faith here? Very good. I will lose my faith.
I thought that if you don't believe in God, then you don't make it to heaven. Isn't it true that if you don't believe in God, then you don't make it to heaven?
If you don't believe in God, you don't make it to heaven. Of course. But I want to make a differentiation between don't believing in God or having doubts. All of us get attacked with doubts. The devil will come and shake every single one of your faith. And he will tell you, will a loving God do this to you? And will a loving God do that to you? So doubt does not mean I don't believe. Doubts mean I'm struggling. But not believing, refusing to believe, meaning day and after day, I don't want anything to do with God. Okay, this needs to be very important, guys. Okay, if you have questions, ask. These questions are good for everyone. What's the big deal? What does it mean I will lose my faith? How come if I don't read my Bible, I will lose my faith? Does that make sense to you?
Because you won't understand your faith.
Because I will not understand my faith. I see very limited people answering, yes. I will not know why I'm living.
Because our beliefs, all our beliefs stand in the Bible.
Because all our beliefs
stand in the Bible.
In the Bible, is in the Bible. Anyone needs to add anything? This is a big deal. You know, there are so many people, and I think some of you here know some, if not know a lot, of people who tell you, I don't believe in God. I don't have a religion. What you guys are crazy. It doesn't make sense to have faith. Why did these people reach that point? And unfortunately, and I want to warn you, you can be it. I want to warn you, you can be it. Because we have people in the church who grew in Sunday school. And one point in time, the devil came and attacked their faith. And because they did not have a basis of reading their Bible every day, they just depended on the Sunday school once every while, a retreat here and there, and that's all. Their faith was shaken, and they came to a point when they said, do I really believe? I don't think I believe. Prove it to me. And they start to use their brains. Will your brain ever help you believe?
No.
You guys know that very well. Your brains will never help you believe, because what makes sense what's logical is totally sometimes opposite to our faith. Because when God promises things, he doesn't promise things that are logical sometimes. Right? Right? So people start now, after a while, if I am not indulged in this word, my faith grows. The more I read, the more my faith grows. The more I understand every truth about every question. But if I don't, the Holy Spirit will be quenched. I will not hear God's voice. And the next step will be, I don't have a relationship with God. Let me calm my conscience and say I don't believe. Because if I say I don't believe, I will feel better. Because if I believe, then I will live with the guilt that I'm doomed. But if I don't believe, so it deteriorates and it gets really, really dangerous. Okay? All right. So now let's be positive. Why is interacting with the Bible so important? Why is interacting with the Bible so important to me? Is it important to you guys? To the few who raised their hands? How about the rest? Who here has their own Bible at home? I want hands high up. Who here has their own Bible? Their own, not the family Bible, your own Bible at home. Okay. Those who don't have a Bible at home, I don't want you to leave today before going and asking one of your Sunday school teachers. They will give you a Bible for free. But you better have your own Bible. Okay? Okay, malish on me. Yeah. You should invest in this. But if you don't want to invest, the servants would invest. If you don't want to invest in buying a Bible. Okay, we have a verse here. Who wants to read it for us? Loud. Do you have a loud voice? Yeah? Okay. Okay. I know this verse sounds long and complicated, but what is it saying? Let's start the first part. But you must continue in the things which you have learned. That's St. Paul talking to Timothy. And he's telling him, Timothy, I want you to hold on to the Bible, that you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. So as... one of you here was answering and saying, like, the church and what the church teaches me is from the Bible. He's telling him, be certain of what you have learned in the church and be knowing from whom you have learned them. That's the first part about hearing the word. Now we have to do three things today, okay? We're going to focus on three things. We need to hear or listen to the word. Number two, read. Number three, study. So this part talks about hearing, being assured from whom you have learned them. When did he start knowing the word of God? The answer is here. From childhood. Is it important to start when I grow up or important to start the younger the better?
Younger.
The younger the better. Why?
Our thoughts are like more pure than when we grow up and we have like more like things like bustling around in our head.
The more I know right from wrong from young and at a young age, the easier it gets when I grow up. Because I will not be confused. Is what she's telling me right or wrong? Is what he's telling me right or wrong? Should I listen? If I'm growing from childhood knowing the scriptures, it will definitely protect me. And from childhood, so don't ever say, okay, I'm at an age where I want to have fun still. Please don't tell me this. And when I grow up, I will know the scriptures. And if you're going to start now, I want to say you're starting even a little late, okay? So from childhood, we have known, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you, let's say this word all together, which is able to make you?
Wise.
You guys are sleeping. Which is able to make you?
Wise.
Okay. So, in your handouts. It will answer all life questions in absolute. Who wants to fill this? Truth. an absolute truth. As I said before, you have so many questions. Do you believe that any question that crosses your mind has an answer in the Bible or no? If you believe that every question that crosses your mind, worldly or not worldly, has an answer in the Bible or not? If you believe yes, raise your hand. If you're not sure, raise your hand. And if you think no, not every question, raise your hand. Be honest, guys. Okay, so mostly everyone here believes that the Bible has an answer for every question. I tell you, if you have any question and you don't find its answer in the Bible, come talk to me, go talk to Abuna. They will tell you that every answer about life is here in the Bible. About life is here in the Bible. Yes?
But we'll never understand, like, completely everything.
Yes, you have a point. Yes, we will not understand everything from the beginning. Okay, why? Because the Holy Spirit inside me is? So I read, study, listen. The Holy Spirit gets bigger and louder and bigger and louder. So I become wiser and wiser and wiser. And then I will eventually, either here or in eternity, I will be able to have an answer for every single thing from the Bible. Okay? But it happens that there are a lot of people who are indulged in the Bible. They have answers, let's say, to 90% of the things of life, if not more. Okay? Okay, so remember, this is the truth. Number two, to know. I want to just add one more thing here, that it will tell me the truth, and sometimes I have, you know, you have questions sometimes in life, like the devil guys will come to you, not to older people, will come to you and will shake your faith so bad and will tell you if you're going through, for example, a hard situation in your life. And the devil will come right away and tell you, would a God who really loves you do that to you? God has left you. God is with so-and-so, but he's not with you. Or life is really tough, and mind you, command, you need to do spiritual things. He will come to every single one of you with a trick and a lie, okay? But trust me, if you know the Bible, you will find people from all walks of life who went through what you're going through, okay? You'll find someone who's going through a relationship, breaking a relationship, someone who's going through family problems, someone who's growing through being treated unfairly. Every single one of you will be going through something, and you'll find someone in the Bible who went through it. Some of those people did the wrong choice, and you kind of see the consequences, and some of them did the right choice, and you can also kind of see the good fruit of it, okay? So, I really hope you understand the importance now, okay? So, number two, to know Jesus and receive salvation. We talked about this. We talked about the negative of it. We said, one, I know my Bible. I know Jesus. I'm not sure if you guys heard the story before or not, but there is a story that has a meaning about someone in Egypt who wanted to marry someone here in the U.S. And the phone became very costly, so they couldn't interact much over the phone. And they agreed that they are going to chat through letters, because back then there was no internet. Okay, and they said, okay, we're going to chat through letters. So the man in Egypt said, I am going to, as much as I can, tell her everything about me. Everything I can, I will tell her about me, what I like and what I don't like, and what's good and what's everything about me. And he sent one letter after another. And then, unfortunately, this girl collected all the letters and kept them in a very good, clean box, perfect, the jewelry box. And she collected all those letters. But did she read them? She didn't read them. He told her how he looked like. He told her everything. And then one day the door knocks. And then she opens. And she says, who are you? And he got shocked. He told her, you don't know who I am? I described to you everything about me. You don't know what brings you here? I told you in my last letter that I was coming. And I told you the date and I told you the hour. And you're not even... Come on, she was not ready. Yani she was in her pajamas. And her hair looked funny. That's the story. Yani. And then, okay, come in, sit down. And then she told him, what do you like to drink? He got really upset. He told her, you know what? In my letters, I told you what I like to drink and what I like to eat. I told you everything. And she was embarrassed, but she didn't read the letters. She couldn't understand anything. Do you think they can get married? They think they will have a healthy marriage. No. I have news for you. Our Lord Jesus Christ did the same. I'm not sure if all of you know here or not, but he said, I am your bridegroom. He told you that. And don't tell me you don't know. He told us that he's our bridegroom. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say he told you that he is your bridegroom. And he told you that he is coming and he's preparing a place for you to live with him in heaven. And he told you that this place is unbelievable. No physical words can describe how amazing this place is. And he told you that he's been spending about 2,000 years plus preparing for this place. And you better imagine how amazing this place is. He told you that he knows everything about you. He knows every thought that goes in your mind. He knows every heartbeat. And he's following and he loves you. And he wants to come and betroth you to him and get married to you, every single one of you. And he will come one day. And he said when he is coming. He said when he's coming. He said, I'm coming quickly. And he said, before you know it, I'm coming. And he's telling us through the church that we have 1 year to live. So he's not quiet at all. He's telling us everything. But most of the things about who he really is, who he is in the Bible. Okay? And if you tell me I don't know him, I will tell you it's not his fault. He is doing all he can through the Bible, through him speaking in Sunday school, in the church, in the sermons, in the retreats, in the activities, in the Bible studies. He's speaking and he's telling you everything. But I can be like this girl or this young lady. Okay? I can be so confused and so lukewarm. And he invested so much and I am numb to his love. I don't have any feelings. That's heart aching to God. But I want to tell you too, for you, it will be heart aching. Now you are numb, guys. Sometimes you don't know it. But sometimes you are numb to this love. And sometimes you feel, I don't care about this love. I have more physical important things that I can see and touch right here. But trust me, you don't want to live an eternity of regret. You guys are not young, okay? This age is the age where you can use every passion in you. You have energy like no other age. You have motivation like no other age. You have feelings and you have, those hormones are there not for you to get them in relationships and boys and girls at this age. You're going to wait till after you're 21 to do these things. But God gave them to you at this age to mature them through his love, through knowing him, through loving him. Okay? And you will not know him unless you have this. So number two here is, it helps me know and know Jesus and receive salvation. Okay? It will help me know, guys, girls. I am talking kida from my heart because Christ is coming soon. And don't tell me no one told you that. Because I told you right now, Christ is coming soon. But you need to know also that the devil knows that Christ is coming soon. And you're not young for me not to hide this from you. You need to know also that the devil is on your back. Every single one of you. Okay, I'm not telling you this to disappoint you or to scare you. But the Bible here tells us also how the devil works. If you read your Bible, like I sit with someone, I talk to someone, I know right away the devil is playing with you. The devil is playing with your mind. The devil is playing with your emotions. But some of them don't know that. Why do I not know that? Because God did not hide anything. He told us how the devil comes. Every kind of trick the devil plays with every single human being, you'll find it here. But you guys sometimes won't know, and you will fall for every trap he gives you, because you don't know how the devil works. And you won't even think it's the devil. Sometimes we think, I sit with people and sometimes they feel like it's not the devil. Don't tell me it's the devil. It's me. Okay? The devil comes and brings a thought, and I take it. It becomes my thought. It becomes my feeling. And then you say it's me. Yeah, it's become you, unfortunately. It's become how you feel and how you think, because you're not washing yourself with the Bible daily. Okay, that's number two. Number three, it helps me grow and guides me every step of the way. Okay, it helps me grow and guides me every step of the way. Okay, Solomon the wise, what did he say? Solomon the wise said something that you need to know. He said, there is nothing. He said, there is nothing new under the earth. What did he say? Can you repeat it? He said, there is nothing new under the earth. You tell me, but I am the kid of the 21st generation. The Bible has been written, most of it, about shepherds and a long time ago. Century number one. Maybe before then. But Solomon the wise said, there is nothing new under the sun. You youth of the 21st, احنا مش في 21st gen 21st صح ما بقيناش 22nd of the 21st generation. Okay, we are humans, and those people of the Bible are still humans. You have feelings, they have feelings. There is nothing new. What you're struggling with, they struggle with. There could be some changes. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have the text messaging. They did some of those things they didn't have. But the big picture, the big problems, it's the same thing, existed. Okay? They had problems with purity, struggling with purity, impurity, and so on. Okay. Is this clear? Okay. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to finish on time.
What time is it?
It's 12:30. 15 minutes. Okay. Whatever is coming next is going to be done in a few minutes. I'm not focusing. I'm really focusing on this. But after that, we can finish it in no time. So I really want you to concentrate with me. Okay. I don't want you to waste years of your life and come later on and say, I wasted years, okay? For example, let's look at David. You can see in David, you can learn two major lessons in David. Number one, when he fought Goliath, what can you learn from this in your own personal life? Everything is possible if Christ is with me. I can do anything if Christ is with me. And when he fell in sin, what can you learn from this lesson? Huh? Anybody can fall. Do you guys realize in this story how it took him a few seconds to fall in sin, and how many years of his life did he live reaping the consequences of this sin? Okay, so many lessons. Every single one of you learned something from the story of David. But these are examples, okay? So what do I need to do to be kept safe, grow, and be wise? Those three things. Read, say out loud. But you're going to learn one more next week. So the first thing I need to do is to listen. How do I listen? You better make sure you're here for Sunday school. Don't say, Okay, you're going to learn something. And the more I listen, the more I become wise. Sunday school, retreats, don't say, who here didn't sign up for the retreat? It's up to you, but these things protect you. These keep things make you wise. These things keep you safe. Okay? Bible studies, the church, there is a Bible study, and you have the time. Well, should I stay at home or text or email or go and benefit or even stream? You can stream at home. I mean, now things are easy. You guys, I'm sorry to tell you, but this is a fact. You are growing up in what kind of church? St. Mark's Church. What does that mean? You guys probably don't go around and you don't talk to youth from other churches. What does that mean? It means that you have one of the best churches. You're in one of the best churches, in at least in the States, okay? What does that mean? You have no excuse. Anything you want, you have. You have servants who are dedicated, who are willing to do anything. You have the Word of God so ready and available. You have retreats. The other churches dream to have retreats like ours. So you guys are coming from a very rich, rich church. And that is a blessing. But if you don't use it, it will be a condemnation. Okay. So listen as much as you can. Is this enough? No. Because what happens when we listen? Statistically, they say about 90% of what I listen to, I forget about. Doesn't stay. Okay. So I listen. It helps. I'm not going to say it doesn't help. It helps. But what I need to do more is I need to read. We come to practicality here. Who here reads their Bible every single day? I'm not talking about quiet time. You guys are going to talk about quiet time next week. Who here takes the Bible and reads from every, like, one book? I finish one book at a time. Systematically. I read systematically every single day. A chapter or the one-year Bible. The church has the one-year Bible. We're doing the one-year Bible this year. Are you familiar with that? Raise your hand if you're familiar. Okay. You know that you can go online to St. Mark's website and put your email and you can get it on an email daily. The reading, the quiet time reading plus the one-year Bible. Because if you don't have a one-year Bible and if you're lazy to get the readings from your Bible, it's there. So you can finish the whole Bible in 1 year. They have the readings for you. You can receive it through email. So who here reads their Bible every day systematically? Okay, that's good. But I hope if I come next time and I don't find all your hands, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm worried about you. Okay? So we have to have this systematic reading. Okay? So either minimum one chapter a day, but go systematically. You guys know some people go through this. I'm in the mood of reading my Bible today. So let me open. Or let me open. Okay, there is another story of a person who was really depressed. I'm not sure if you heard this story before or not. And I might even say it wrong because I don't remember it very well. But basically, it's a true story, though. About someone who was very depressed and wanted to almost end his life. And he was confused. And he said, God, please guide me. So he opened. And he said, and Job Judas went and hung himself. He opened like this. And he said, okay, I want confirmation, God. And he opened kida. And then he opened and he read the verse that says, what you are about to do, do it very quickly. And there are actually, you're laughing, but there is another story I can't remember about also a girl who wanted to get married. And she wanted to say, like, okay, God, give me answers. And of course, the answers were really, really wrong. And the person was not for her at all. Okay? Can the devil talk to us through the Bible? Yes. Say it louder.
Yes.
Can the devil talk to us through the Bible? Yes, he did. He went to Christ and he tempted him and he told him, it is written. It is written. And he got him verses from the Bible. So guys, the devil can come and tell you, oh, it is written. Open back it. If you want to open kiddah, the devil can talk to you. Okay? But if you want God to talk to you, systematic. God can talk to you through the chapter you're reading today. Okay? You don't need to do hocus pocus. Okay? You just open your Bible to the chapter where you ended and continue, and God will guide you. God will guide you either through the reading, through the quiet time, but God will guide you. Okay? That's the reading. The last one. I really don't know the depth of the story, but I hope not. But he might have, you know. Okay. Number three, I need to study the Bible. Don't raise your hands. Who here studies the Bible? What does studying the Bible mean? Studying the Bible is something I do about once a week, where I sit and I have my Bibles open in front of me. Sorry. Okay. Who here does that? Where I have my Bibles open in front of me, my Concordance Bible, another book that can help me, and my notebook, and I am studying, like you study for school, but I am studying the Bible. I am going to study. You have options of studying things. You can either study a book, or if, let's say, you're struggling with a certain subject, you can study a subject. I want to study humility in the whole Bible, or I want to study purity in the whole Bible. Okay, so you can study either topic or a book, or I want to study just one chapter, but still don't say I'm going to study a passage. A passage, that's quiet time. Quiet time is very different. We're going to talk about quiet time next week. Very different than studying the Bible. So studying the Bible, what does it require? How do I study the Bible? Okay, guys. I'm sorry. I just forgot something very important. If I will take a commitment for all of you, I will tell you how to study. But I want you, those of you who are in the habit of reading the Bible and they want to take it a step further in studying, I will encourage you to do that. But for all of you who are not reading the Bible, just get an information about this and eventually I'm hoping you'll do it. But for all of you who are reading your Bible or who are going to start from today to read their Bible every day, how do I do that? If you're going to do the one-year Bible, how do I do that? Very simple, very simple. I need to start with a simple prayer. I don't want to read the Bible with my brains. I don't want to read the Bible with my brains. I want to read the Bible with my the Holy Spirit. Okay? So that's why it's very important. Before I read my Bible today, it will take me a minute, a 1 minute prayer. God, Holy Spirit inside me, please explain to me your words. I think this verse was in the handout. I think it's in the end, yes. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. So please, God, open my eyes because I don't want to make sense of the Bible. Guys, understand this very well. Never, ever open the Bible to gain knowledge. Open the Bible to get life. Don't open the Bible to gain knowledge. Open the Bible to get life. What's the difference between getting knowledge and getting life? Huh? I heard an answer here. What's the difference between gaining knowledge and getting life?
The knowledge can go, but the life.
Oh, I want to tell you, there are scholars. There are scholars in the Bible who know every word and where it's found in the Bible. The word like "and" is found 2,055 times, and they have knowledge. They have the knowledge, the whole Bible, they have knowledge about it. Are they making it to heaven? Some of those scholars are not making it to heaven. I need to tell you this news up front. So I'm not reading to be smart. So when people come and ask me things, I tell them, oh, wait, in the Bible it says, no, you're not doing this to impress anyone. You're doing this to get life, to get guidance. So if I'm going to read my one-year Bible, and if I'm going to read my Bible, I'm going to read it for me. I'm going to read it for me to get life. So I'm going to read, God, what do you want to tell me? What do you want me to do? Are you guys bored? Okay. What do you want me to do, God? Okay, so 1 year Bible or whatever, if you're going to read just one chapter a day, all you need to do is just stick a pencil inside your Bible. Stick a pencil inside your Bible. Pray a small prayer, tell him, the Holy Spirit, speak to me, give me the message. There's something you want to tell me, guide me, comfort me, rebuke me, tell me. And then you read the chapter or the one-year Bible and you simply underline. You simply underline the verses that speak to you. Is that difficult? That's all I'm asking you to do. Read with a pencil inside your Bible and underline the verses that speak to you. Okay? How do I study the Bible? Number one, observing. Basically, when I read the chapter, I read the chapter and I kind of observe everything in the chapter. I see the basics, okay? Number two, I ask questions. Asking questions, okay? Just like when you study at school, you ask questions. Who, when, why, what circumstances, all this happened, okay? Number three, you interpret what the text means to you, okay? And when you interpret, you kind of make an assumption. But you start part of the Bible study with the same prayer. Okay? And after you interpret, you correlate. What does that mean? You do a you came with a conclusion, but you want to make sure also that your conclusion is right. And sometimes it helps you with having another Bible or another book next to you that helps you, affirms to you that what the conclusion you came with is valid. Okay? Number 5, applying and writing. If you don't write, don't tell me you're studying the Bible. Person who does not write does not study.
Bible with us. If it's not another Bible, what would you suggest it be?
Sometimes there is a big Bible called the Correspondence Bible, okay? This Bible has all the words in the back of the, if you have, my Bible doesn't have it, but in the end of the Bible it has the words, for example, every time the word truth was mentioned in the Bible, every time the word eyes was mentioned in the Bible. But some books have some Bibles have some. The Correspondence Bible has all of them. Okay, so you go in the back and you look at this word. What does this word mean in other passages in the Bible? And if it gives you the same meaning, then you did the right conclusion. Okay? So it's either investing in a big Bible, Correspondence Bible. I think we have some of them here. There is a very good book if you're interested in studying the Bible. Very simple book called 12 Ways to Study the Bible. You can. It's really, really amazing. Okay? People who study the Bible that have notes in their Bible, they have codes in their Bible, they have things underlined, they have things circled. Did you do that? These are the people who study the Bible. So number 5, applying and writing. I'm doing all this study to get a personal message for me and to live it. That's the purpose of why I'm studying the Bible, okay? So every time, once a week, I need to do that. And the amazing thing about the Bible, and if you do your quiet time, you'll realize that God's word has no bottom. God's word have no... You can never say, oh, I read this passage, I know it very well, and I got out of it all I need to get out of it. Okay? That's the only thing about it. No other book can do that. But you can read a passage today, you can read it next month, the same passage, and get something absolutely new. Okay? I think this verse is here. Can someone read it for us? To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Sometimes it's important to say, I will not go, Lord, until you bless me. Okay. So to do that, you need to schedule a time and kind of know, this is the day I'm doing once a week, if you want. And it's important to keep a notebook and you spend a short time in prayer for God to open your eyes. Because unless the Holy Spirit is with you in this Bible study, you're using your brains, it will be fruitless. Okay? Conclusion. You have questions? Do you want to get the script? Malish, go back one. If you're all done, tell me so we can move on because I don't want to keep you.
Yeah.
All done? Okay. Conclusion. Don't bring it back. أول حاجة choose life. I'm sorry to tell you, anyone who does not read their Bible daily is choosing death. Okay? Don't fool yourself. Choose life. Number 2, choose wisdom. Don't choose to be foolish. Some of you are choosing to be foolish. Okay? Even if you're not admitting it yourself, everyone else will know it eventually. Choose safety. Because I told you the devil is with every, just as God is with us, there's a devil assigned to every single one of us. So if you want to be safe, and you want to understand how it's tricking me? That's what you need to do. So choose safety and be patient. That's the last advice I have for you. Be patient. What does that mean? Some of you here, I know there is a ton of questions, but I'm assuming the question I will get the most is, I read the Bible and I understand nothing. I read the Bible and I understand nothing. I will tell you, be patient. Read your Bible, because the Holy Spirit is the only one who can explain to you. So when the Holy Spirit keeps on growing, He will explain to you everything. But now it's shrinking, it's so small in you. So you open the Bible and you don't understand anything. Should I wait? Should I wait till I start understanding? When you grow, you will not understand the Bible. It's when you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit will start. So I will say in the beginning, when you read the 1-year Bible, you will get, I read today, I got nothing. It's okay. tomorrow I got nothing. It's okay, but you know what happened? And you're not seeing? The Holy Spirit inside you started to grow and dominate and talk. The Holy Spirit is speaking, but you can't hear it because it's almost non-existent. But the more you read, the more the Holy Spirit will start talking. So be patient. Don't stop. Keep reading, even if you don't understand. I will conclude with a story. My father, our father of confession in Egypt, very godly man, he has the gift of casting out demons. He came to visit once and he told us this story. Every Saturday after liturgy, all the people who are demon-possessed, they come, he prays on them, and the demons leave. Okay? One day, he was in a rush. He had to go. And there was a lady who was demon-possessed who came with her aunt or mother or some, I don't know whom. And Abuna didn't have time to do that. So he told his wife, they sat in Abuna's office, and Abuna told his wife, I want you to read the Bible from, just start from Genesis and keep reading till I come. Okay? So the woman who was demon-possessed sat, and Tasuni started reading the Bible, just reading. She was not concentrating. She was just reading the Bible. She was reading and reading and reading to the point that the devil inside this woman told her, are you going to continue? She told him, oh yeah. He told her, I'm leaving, and the devil left. The devil left the woman who was demon-possessed just by reading the word. Okay? You sometimes don't know the power in the word, but the devil knows the power in the word. So don't tell yourself, oh, I got something, I didn't get something. Read your word every day. Every day, you're safe. The devil knows its power. You might not know. And the devil will leave. And you will get enlightenment. Glory be to God forever. Amen. This is another story. You guys have any questions about this subject? They bring them. Like if you're possessed, everyone will know because you'll do crazy things. Any questions about this subject? Okay, let's stand up for prayer. And who will pray for us? Someone with a loud voice from you guys will pray for us? You pray? Loud? In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Lord, I thank you so much for bringing Tasumi here to speak with us, Lord, and for bringing this topic up for us to learn about, Lord. Lord, I ask that you show each and every one of us the power in your word, Lord, and just allow us to read your word and to gain life, Lord, and to read for the right reasons and for each and every one of us to be purified by your word, Lord. Lord, I ask that you help us, give us strength to read every day, Lord, and allow our spirit, the Holy Spirit inside each and every one of us to grow, Lord, and so that it can't be quieted, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just allow us to follow in your word and everything that you ask us to do, Lord, and that you tell us to do, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And hear us, Lord, when we pray to you thankfully, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, the kingdom, the power, and the glory.